Erie County Community College wants a new building in the suburbs, and Cuomo's budget would give them $15 million to build it. But the project would come at the expense of ECC's downtown campus, says Darius Pridgen, a Buffalo councilman. He and a growing number of opponents are trying to convince the governor to change his mind at the last minute.
There might be a little spark of hope that we can get that building in downtown Buffalo, or at least open up the conversation again before the shovel is in the ground.
The new suburban building would be a continuation of 60 years of sprawl that's left Buffalo's urban core a crumbling shell, says Greg Conley, a co-chair of Young Citizens for ECC. He says Cuomo himself has called for an end to that trend through a plan from his Western New York Regional Council.
It could be easily overlooked, the fact that you're building something that does not follow your strategic development plan for Western New York, which pushes for smart growth, which has been passed into law.
Conley's group thinks the building would be more appropriate near the bustling Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, which has recently brought jobs, construction, and hope downtown.
We should be aligning our health science education to the internships and job opportunities that can await them all at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. That will be the major employer for health science, plain and simple.
While the building was initially called the Health Sciences Center for Excellence, ECC President Jack Quinn characterizes the structure as badly needed classroom space with modern facilities.
It is not just a health sciences building. In fact, it's far from that. Now, will we have some health sciences there? Sure we will.
But Conley claims ECC simply rebranded the building once opponents started speaking up.
The RFP for the project specifically says health science. So if he's suggesting that it is not a health science building, we have the formal evidence to say otherwise.
Even if ECC wanted the building at its downtown campus, President Quinn says it wouldn't be physically possible.
There's no space at this campus right now. We are landlocked.
But the Young Citizens for ECC point out there's an abundance of cheap land and abandoned lots in downtown Buffalo.
So there's a lot of possibilities out there, but it's a matter of going out and looking for it. I think President Quinn has resided to the idea that they can just say that they're landlocked and only want to build it north or south.
Here's why the geographic location matters to ECC. Each year, hundreds of students from northern Erie County enroll in Niagara County Community College. That costs Erie $4 million in what are known as chargebacks.
We're getting our clocks cleaned at ECC with chargebacks.
Quinn thinks a new building in northern Erie will keep students in county. But it remains to be seen if new Erie County Executive Mark Pullencars agrees. Ultimately, Pullencars holds the purse strings for the project. Last fall, his predecessor promised to loan or grant ECC most of the other half of the building's cost. And currently, Pullencars won't say where he stands on the issue. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.